This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And we are underway for the Panther game here at Panther Gymnasium. Panda controls the opening tip, and it is Jacob Beeson running the point for the Panda Panthers. They get it over to Bryce Edmiston. Now over to Loft with it. Back over to Edmiston. What a tournament it has been here at the 51st Annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament. What a week it's been, as we've had coverage here at Litchfield all week, as well as the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. You've already heard coverage from the Macoupin County today, as well as the Nokomis-Taylorville Championship semifinal this evening that finished right before this game went on the air. It's Jacob Beeson running the point for the Panda Panthers. He loses the ball, and Cam Morris has it for the Purple Panthers, a turnover on Pena. Here's Billy Beckham with it for Litchfield. 7-12 remaining in the opening quarter, scoreless with Litchfield with the ball. Here's Bishop driving, kicks it out to Cam Morris, and Morris will just reset the offense. Pena in a man-to-man defense to start. Here's Lauderdale, kicks it out to Billy Beckham. He's going to drive, now stop at the free throw line, look for an open man. It's Cam Morris, thinks about driving, now kicks it out to Lauderdale in the corner, and nothing doing in the lane for either team, really. Now Litchfield going to slow the tempo at the top of the key and reset the offense. Here's Bishop at the wing. He's going to drive, puts up the floater. It's good. Alex Bishop on the board, and Litchfield strikes first. And here is Jack Armstrong bringing up the floor for Pena. Now they kick it over to Drake Spracklin. Back over to Armstrong. 6:25 remaining in the opening quarter. Pena with the ball, trailing Litchfield 2-0. Armstrong with it. He's guarded by Billy Beckham. Now it's Bryce Edmiston. Back over to Armstrong. Loft sets a pick. He rolls and no pass there. So back to Edmiston. Now over to Spracklin. Now it's Beeson backing Alex Bishop down. Back to Edmiston. Over to Spracklin. Spracklin now back to Armstrong. Finds Loft down low. Loses the ball and Litchfield's going to have it. Another turnover from Pena. Gives Litchfield the ball again. Litchfield looking to extend that lead. It's 2-0 with 5:45 to play in the opening quarter. And Dre Holloway takes too many steps. So the first turnover on the night committed by Litchfield this time. Pena will take over. 5:42 to play in the first quarter. Again, Litchfield leading 2-0. Here's Spracklin with it. He passes over to Beeson. Beeson guarded again by Alex Bishop. Now back to Spracklin. Loft sets a pick. Rolls not there. Over to Beeson, top of the key. And now Edmiston for Pena. Again, this game for ninth place as Billy Beckham a steal and a third turnover in as many possessions committed by Pena. 5:12 left in the game. Litchfield with the ball and the lead 2-0. Here's Billy Beckham over to Holloway. Now back to Alex Bishop. Cam Morris. Morris, floater, is no good off the back iron. Rebound by Pena. Jack Armstrong brings it up the floor. He fires a three from the top of the key and airballs it. It goes out of bounds, and Litchfield will take over.
Jack Armstrong's three.
Pena head coach Adam Metzger having a talk with Armstrong.
It'll be Litchfield basketball.
Metzger took over for our good friend Gary Boker Jr. a few years ago in this Pena program. Litchfield's head coach, as always, Drew Logan. Alex Bishop with it for the Purple Panthers. Couple crossover moves, but nowhere to go, so he hands it off to Holloway, who gives it right back. Now it's Beckham looking for Holloway down low. Not there. He'll give it to Morris, who drives, layup no good. Rebound to Pena. Pena pushing the tempo here. Bounce pass for Armstrong is no good and thrown away, but Litchfield then throws it right away, so Pena will keep it. Each team exchanges turnovers there. And Pena will have the ball on their end of the floor. Beeson to throw it in. Gets it in to Bryce Edmiston. Edmiston gives it off to Jack Armstrong, and now it's over to Drake Spracklin. Spracklin guarded by Holloway. Over to Beeson. Thought about three, but he'll keep the ball moving. Over to Edmiston at the other wing. 2-0 our score. Litchfield with the lead. Pena with the ball. 4 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Edmiston over to Beeson. He's going to drive. Now he'll kick it out to Spracklin, who fires a long three. No good. Rebound tipped around, and Litchfield has it. Alex Bishop with it, pulling it up and slowing it down now, and now he throws it away. Another turnover on Litchfield. Armstrong with it in transition. The layup is good, and Pena ties the game. 2 points for Jack Armstrong. 3.5 to play in the opening quarter. 2-2 our score. Litchfield with the ball. Alex Bishop, he passes to Chase Lauderdale at the top of the key. We'll have more coverage from both the 100th annual Macoupin County Tournament and the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament tomorrow. And Lauderdale was fouled on the floor before he passes it.
Contest is called on the floor against the Pena Panthers.
And who's it going to be on? It's going to be on Jonah Loft. That'll be his first.
Jonah Loft.
Loft, the sophomore forward for Pena. Lauderdale throwing it in, and he found Billy Beckham, and Beckham was pushed, putting the shot up. That's going to be the second foul on Pena. And it's either on Loft. No, it's on Beeson. That's his first, and Metzger not happy. They're going to say it was committed before the shot, so Litchfield throwing it in again. Here's Holloway with it for Litchfield. Passes to Cam Morse. Fires a three from the top of the key. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Armstrong has it for Pena. Passes ahead to Jacob Beeson. His pass, oh, fancy pass, Jonah Loft. His layup's good, and Pena with their first lead of the game. 4-2 our score. Litchfield with the ball, under three to play in the first quarter. Bishop dribbling it slowly up the floor. He's at the top of the key. Now he passes to the far wing to Chase Lauderdale. Passes down low now to Holloway. Takes a step back jumper. No good off the rim and rebound to Pena. They will not go full speed on the transition here. Pena has the ball and the 4-2 lead early. Jack Armstrong kicks it out. Jacob Beeson for three. It's off the back iron. No good. Offensive rebound, Jonah Loft, who hands it off to Drake Spracklin, who scores. Thank you very much, Drake Spracklin. 6-2. Pena leads 2:18 to play in the first quarter. Pena came into the tournament the 7th seed. Litchfield came in the 9th seed. Here's Billy Beckham with the ball for Litchfield. Passes over to Alex Bishop. Bishop passes to Beckham. Now over to Lauderdale. Lauderdale driving baseline, nowhere to go. Now kicks it out to Beckham. Beckham now drives to the bucket, and his shot is blocked out of bounds. Off of Pena, Litchfield will keep the ball. Sam Painter making his first appearance of the game for Litchfield. Billy Beckham having a breather with 1:52 left in the first quarter. Purple Panthers trying to end a scoring drought as Dre Holloway buries a three, cuts the lead to one now, 6-5, Pena still on top. 1:40 to play in the opening quarter. Here's Armstrong in the corner. Tried to find Spracklin and a steal by Litchfield, Chase Lauderdale. Painter pushing the tempo here. Now he slows it at the wing. Passes to Holloway. Corner three. Good. Dre Holloway. 6 quick points there. Gives Litchfield the lead right back. 8-6. 1:20 to play in the first quarter. Edmiston. Oh, wide open lane now after Lauderdale too aggressive on the steal and missed. Now here's Spracklin from the elbow. He buries it, and we're back to tie it again. Drake Spracklin, 4 points in the ball game. Leading scorer for Pena. Here's Holloway with it for the Purple Panthers. Loses it, but Lauderdale is right there. He's going to drive to the bucket. No good. Rebound, Pena. Bryce Edmiston pulls it down. Under a minute to play. 8-8 our score. Pena with the basketball. Drake Spracklin driving. Kicks it out to Beeson. Now over to Loft. Corner long two. They said it was a three. It's no good. Rebound by Spracklin. His shot's blocked, and Litchfield has it. Holloway with it for the Purple Panthers, and Litchfield could hold for the final shot of the quarter if they want to. Here's Painter. Drives from the free throw line, kicks it out. Cam Morris, corner three, no good, off the front of the rim. Pena pulls down the rebound. Armstrong has it. Transition floater, no good, off the back iron. Gets his own rebound, and now hands it off to Spracklin, who passes down low. Jonah Loft buries it, and his layup gives Pena the lead right back. 10-8, Pena leading. 8 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Here's Bishop. 5 seconds. I don't know if he realizes how much time is left. Bishop over to Sam Painter. Holloway, three at the buzzer. No good. And after one quarter of play, it's Pena 10, Litchfield 8. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins back with you from Panther Gymnasium at Litchfield High School, where we are beginning the second quarter between Pena and Litchfield in this ninth place game. The Purple Panthers will begin the quarter with the ball, trailing 10-8. Dre Holloway has it for the Purple Panthers. And he's going to pass it over to Billy Beckham. Litchfield finished 10th in last year's tournament, losing to Lebanon in the ninth place game. As there's a ball that's knocked out of bounds off of Pena, Litchfield will keep the possession. Beckham throwing it in. He gets it into Alex Bishop. Bishop is going to drive. Now kick it out to Morris at the block. He loses it out of bounds, and Pena will take over. Cameron Owens into the ball game for Pena for the first time. The only new addition for Pena. Here's Beeson running the offense for Pena. He's guarded by Alex Bishop. Over to Spracklin. Wide open three, top of the key, and buries it. Way too wide open. And Drake Spracklin's got seven, pushes the Pena lead to 13-8. 7:20 left in the first half. Here's Holloway over to Painter. Painter guarded by Beeson. Painter backing his man down. That got away with a travel there, it looked like, although he kept his dribble, I guess. But nevertheless, Sam Painter scores. He's on the board for the first time. It's 13-10, and just like that, Jack Armstrong scores to answer right back. Armstrong's got four. It's 15-10. Pena on top. Bishop with it for Litchfield. He's guarded by Owens. Now he'll drive to the basket. His layup is good, and he's fouled. Bishop with four. It's the third foul of the half on Pena.
Shooting foul call against the Pena Panthers. Their third team foul.
They're going to call it on Cameron Owens. That's his first. So Alex Bishop looking for the old-fashioned three-point play here if he can make this free throw. Misses. Rebound to Pena. So 0 for 1 from the free throw line there. 15-12. Pena on top with the ball. Here's Spracklin. The long two. Too far, but Pena with the offensive board. Edmiston with it. Resetting the offense as Metzger calls out some plays. 6:25 left in the first half. Pena leading 15-12. Jacob Beeson at the top of the key for Pena. Gives it off to Cameron Owens at the elbow. Now back to Beeson in the corner, guarded by Alex Bishop. Over to Edmiston, and they'll reset the offense. Again, in case you missed it, Roxana defeated East Alton Wood River in the 11th place game by a final score of 43-33. So congratulations to the Roxana Shells on their 11th place finish. And congrats to East Alton Wood River on a good Litchfield tournament. As Pena has the shot blocked, rebounded by Litchfield. They'll take over, down by 3 points. Here's Cam Morris, now over to Dre Holloway. Now it's Alex Bishop driving. Kicks it out to Morris, wide open at the wing, but he's going to drive to the basket. Layup is good. Cam Morris is on the board. And Drew Logan calls a timeout for Litchfield. 5:35 left in the first half. Pena 15, Litchfield 14. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. At the timeout, Pena will have the basketball, leading 15-14 with 5:32 to play in the first half. And Beeson motioning for the offense to get moving. Beeson's guarded by Alex Bishop at the volleyball line. Passes down low to Jonah Loff. His turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound to Litchfield. Holloway pulls it down. Holloway with it at the top of the key for Litchfield. Looking for a man open. It's Morris. Morris is going to drive to the middle of the lane. His floater, no good. Rebound to Pena. Jonah Loff has it. Loff's going to bring it up the floor himself in a three-on-three. Pass it to Spracklin for three. It's no good. Rebound, Pena. And the layup, the putback is good by Wesley Kyle. He's on the board for the first time. Extends the Pena lead to 17-14. Under five to play in the half. Painter with the ball for Litchfield. Now it's Holloway. Over to Billy Beckham. Beckham driving. Kicks it out. No, he doesn't. Keeps it. Back to Holloway now in the corner. Three. Good! Dre Holloway. His third three-pointer of the game. He's got nine, and the game is tied at 17. Nobody has had a lead larger than five in this first half. Here's Beeson for Litchfield, driving the baseline. Nowhere to go, and triple team. He'll throw it up, and it's stolen by Dre Holloway. He passes ahead to Beckham. Transition layup is good. Litchfield back on top on Billy Beckham's first basket of the game. Now it's Bryce Edmiston for Pena. He'll put up the jumper. It's no good. Rebound, Litchfield. The Purple Panthers getting a bit of a run here. They lead 19-17 with 3:53 remaining in the first half. Here's Morris driving to the basket. His layup is good. Friendly roll there. Cam Morris with 4 points. 21-17, Litchfield's largest lead of the night. And Pena coach Adam Metzger calls a timeout. 3:42 left in the first half. Litchfield 21, Pena 17. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. 21-17, our score. Litchfield leading Pena with 3:42 remaining in the first half. Pena with the basketball, and neither team has had a lead larger than 5. This 4-point lead for Litchfield, their largest of the evening. Pena is obviously the one who led by 5 at one point. And here is Wesley Kyle with it for Pena. He passes to Loft, fires up a long three, top of the key, no good. Rebound to Litchfield. And Painter pulls it down. Under 3.5 to play in the half. Painter drives to the basket, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts up the shot, no good. Blocked out of bounds off of Pena. Litchfield will keep it.
The offensive rebound. It's swatted out of bounds by a Pena Panther.
So 3:16 to play in the first half. Cam Morris gets the inbounds pass. His layup is good, and he's fouled. Cam Morris with 6. All coming in the second quarter. It's the fourth foul called on Pena. The second on Jonah Loft. And he's going to check out of the ball game coming into the game. I think it was Matthew Lamb. Morris's and one free throw is good. Friendly roll. Morris has 7. Excuse me, that wasn't Lamb who came into the game. Spracklin checked back into the game after having a breather. It's Beeson with the ball for Pena. Now over to Bryce Edmiston and Chase Lauderdale, giving him plenty of room behind the arc, daring him to shoot the three. He won't do it. It's Armstrong now for Pena. Over to Edmiston now. Spracklin back over to Beeson, top of the key, guarded by Billy Beckham. Now he's going to give it to Wesley Kyle for 3, and he buries it. And Wesley Kyle's got 5. 24-20, Litchfield's lead down to 4. Morris with it for the Purple Panthers, driving baseline, and a blocking foul called. Did this shot count? The foul is called on Bryce Edmiston. That's his first. The fifth called on Pena. And the shot. Shot does not count.
The blocking foul was called on number 11.
And the officials are going to have a talk with Pena head coach Adam Metzger, who was not happy after that call. He thought Morris committed the offensive foul. And it looked like, Morris did bump him. Could go either way, but looks like the official's not going to tee him up. He's just going to talk to him, give him a warning. A good job of officiating there. Here's Alex Bishop with it for Litchfield. Again, the Purple Panthers leading Pena 24-20 with 2:20 to play in the first half. Bishop guarded by Wesley Kyle. He'll pass it to Beckham. Ball is tipped, but Beckham able to get it before a Pena defender can. Now pass to Lauderdale. Over to Morris. His defender was playing too aggressive. Morris's layup no good. Offensive rebound, Litchfield, and his putback is no good, but he's fouled on the play. That's the 6th on Pena. And I think they called Wesley Kyle with his first. Indeed, they did. So Chase Lauderdale headed to the free throw line here with 2:04 to play in the first half. Lauderdale looking for his first points of the game. His free throw good. Extends the lead to 5 for Litchfield, 25-20, as Dre Holloway checks back into the game for Litchfield. Alex Bishop has a seat. Lauderdale's second free throw is good. 26-20, Litchfield with the lead, 2 minutes remaining in the half. Pena with the ball. Edmiston with it. And again, Lauderdale playing soft defense, giving him plenty of room behind the arc, but he's not going to take the shot. Beeson, top of the key. Back over to Edmiston, and Lauderdale just daring him to shoot it again. Passes up the opportunity. It's Beeson now. Here's Kyle at the elbow. Over to Beeson, who's cutting the basket. Nothing there. Mac Edmiston, top of the key. Over to Armstrong, guarded by Billy Beckham. Passes to a cutting Beeson, and nothing there. Over Edmiston, driving. Good ball movement here by Payne, looking to get something going, but Litchfield playing good defense. Holloway guarding Beeson. Here's Edmiston. Edmiston back to Beeson. He's going to fire up a long three. It's good. Nothing you can do there. That was a long three, and Jacob Beeson buries it for his first basket of the game, and it cuts the Litchfield lead in half, 26-23. Cuts the margin in half, I should say. And Morris, good find there. Morris, oh, the layup rims out, and Pena will take over with the rebound under a minute to play. Beeson with it for Pena. Now it's Armstrong, wide open lane. His layup no good, but he's fouled on the play. That's going to be the first foul called on Litchfield. And I think they got Morris with his first. Indeed, they did. So Jack Armstrong will head to the free throw line shooting. Two free throws here as Pena trails 26-23 with 47 seconds left in the half. Armstrong's first free throw is good. He's got five. Litchfield went almost two full quarters without committing a foul until 47 seconds left, and Armstrong's second free throw is good. He's got six. It's a one-point ball game. Holloway brings up the floor for Litchfield. 43 seconds left in the half. Purple Panthers leading Pena 26-25. Beckham with it. He's guarded by Armstrong. Gives it off to Lauderdale, who is guarded by Wesley Kyle. Lauderdale going to drive. Kick it out to Holloway, who's made a few long threes this evening. Over to Pena in the corner. A steal by Bryce Edmiston. He's all alone for the layup. It's good. And Pena back on top off of Bryce Edmiston's first basket of the game. 27-26. Pena leading. 15 seconds left in the half. This has been a good ball game so far. Lauderdale bounce pass to Billy Beckham. Layup good. And the foul. Billy Beckham with four. 9 seconds left. Litchfield with the lead, 28-27. And Beckham, chance for the old-fashioned three-point play here. Fantastic crowd here at Panther Gymnasium. And Beckham buries the free throw to put Litchfield on top by two. Beckham's got five. Here's Beeson with it. 5 seconds left. Guarded by Holloway. Beeson, 2 seconds. Fires up the three. It's no good off the front of the rim. And what a great first half of basketball we have here at Panther Gymnasium. After one half of play, it's Litchfield 29, Pena 27. You're listening to WSMI FM 106.1. We're right back after these messages. 29-27, our score after one half of play. We're about ready to start the second half of basketball between Litchfield and Pena. Litchfield leading 29-27. So Pena will have the ball to begin the second half. Leading scorers for Litchfield: Dre Holloway with 9, all coming from behind the arc. Cam Morris with 7. Billy Beckham 5. Alex Bishop 4. And Chase Lauderdale and Sam Painter each with 2. Leading scorer for Pena, Drake Spracklin with 7, Jack Armstrong 6, Wesley Kyle with 5, Jacob Beeson with 3, Bryce Edmiston with 2, and Jonah Loft with 4. As Loft fires up a 3 from the top of the key, misses. Offensive rebound Pena, and Beeson has a 3. It's no good. Rebound to Litchfield. Lauderdale pulls it down, and he'll push the tempo. Hands it off to Morris on their side of the floor. Morris, nowhere to go. He kicks it out to Holloway, top of the key. Over to Bishop at the wing, and they'll slow the tempo down. Now Bishop's going to fire a long three. No good. Lauderdale offensive rebound. Layup no good. Pena with the rebound this time. Spracklin passes up ahead to Loft. His layup no good. Cam Morris with the rebound. Back and forth. Missed layups. Here's Morris. The layup is no good. Foul called on the play. That's going to be on Pena. Their first foul of the half. I think that's going to go on Jacob Beeson. No, they said that was on Edmiston. That's his second. To scratch that, Beeson still with only one foul. Edmiston with two, and Morris shooting two free throws here, looking to extend that Litchfield lead that currently sits at two. Morris's first free throw flat and misses off the front of the rim. Second free throw on the way from Cam Morris. Flat again and off the front of the rim in the exact same spot. Means he's 1-for-3 from the free throw line this evening as Pena throws it away, but Edmiston there to recover. Gets it over to Spracklin, long three, no good, but another offensive rebound by Pena. Here's Edmiston with it for the Pena Panthers. Edmiston is guarded by Dre Holloway. Pena resetting the offense. Oh, a steal by Chase Lauderdale, and they're going to call 3 seconds before the steal. So a turnover by Pena again. Litchfield takes over, still leading 29-27. 6:51 left in the third quarter. Pena head coach Adam Metzger walking the sideline. Not happy with something. Holloway with it for Litchfield, walking the ball up the floor. We're so glad you've joined us here this evening on WSMI FM 106 as we have had a full evening of high school basketball from the Macoupin County Tournament and the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. This is the fourth game of the evening on this beautiful Friday evening. Here's Painter, the layup. It's good as it rolls around the rim. Painter with 4 points. 31-27, Litchfield up by four. Here's Beeson with it. He's guarded by Bishop. Each player wears the number 10 on their backs. Edmiston passes down low. Jonah Loft, his pass across the floor to Spracklin. Now over to Jack Armstrong, who's guarded by Lauderdale. Armstrong loses it, gets it back, and Beeson will reset the offense. No, fires top the key. His three, no good. Offensive rebound to Pena. Edmiston, corner pass to Jack Armstrong. Crossover on Painter, and a blocking foul called on Litchfield. That's their first of the half. They're going to call it on Sam Painter, which will be his first.
That foul
was called, I think, before any shot was put up, so Pena will be throwing it in.
Actually, number 34, Sam Painter.
So Beeson going to throw it in for the Pena Panthers. Again, we've got more high school basketball for you tomorrow, a full afternoon. Our coverage will begin at 4. I'll tell you more about it in just a second as Spracklin misses the layup. Rebound to Litchfield. Purple Panthers take over. Here's Cam Morris with it. Gives it to Dre Holloway. Passes to Bishop at the wing and now back to Holloway. Top of the key, resetting the offense. Lauderdale now from the near wing. Over to Morris, top of the key again. From the Litchfield Invitational Tournament tomorrow as a foul's called on Pena. That's their second. I think it's going to be Spracklin.
Tied up on the play by a Pena Panther.
If it is on Spracklin, that's his first.
And that foul is on number 20, Drake Spracklin.
They're saying it's his second, so I missed a foul somewhere for Drake Spracklin. Here's Morris, the layup, no good. Offensive rebound, Sam Painter, layup too hard, no good. And Pena takes over. Beeson passes ahead to Armstrong, the 16-footer. He buries it. Jack Armstrong's got 8 to lead all Pena scorers. Makes it a 2-point ball game again. 31-29, Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Painter with it for the Purple Panthers. Hillsboro versus Greenville tomorrow, the 5th-place game from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. We'll have that for you live at 4 on WSMI FM 106.1. Each team turns the ball over. Alex Bishop puts a layup, and it is rebounded by Pena, who then steps out of bounds, and Litchfield's going to keep the ball. So Litchfield and Pena trading turnovers there. Litchfield lost the ball, but Pena recovered and stepped on the baseline. Good inbounds pass to Cam Morris, who buries the layup, and he's got 9, back to a 4-point lead for Litchfield. Beeson with it for Pena. Now to Armstrong, and his pass is stolen by Lauderdale, pushing the tempo for the Purple Panthers. Lauderdale resetting the offense. Good bounce pass to Holloway, cutting to the basket. His layup, good. Holloway's got 11, 35-29. Litchfield up by 6. Here's Loft driving baseline. His layup is good. Jonah Loft, he's got 6. A timeout called by Pena head coach Adam Metzger. 35-31. Litchfield with the lead, 4:11 left to play in the third quarter. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you from Panther Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. Litchfield leading Pena 35-31 in this ninth place game from the 51st annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Pena has the ball out of the timeout with 4:11 to play in the third quarter. As we mentioned, Hillsboro-Greenville, the fifth place game from Litchfield tomorrow, live at 4 on WSMI FM 106. After that, we'll have live coverage from the Macoupin County Tournament, the girls' championship game between Southwestern and Gillespie. That game at 6:30, and then following that, live at 8, the boys' championship game. And then after that, Nokomis playing in their ball game as there's a three that's buried by Alex Bishop, and he's got 7. Extends the Litchfield lead to 7, 38-31, our score. As Jonah Loft goes up for a shot and is fouled, he missed the shot. But it's going to be the second foul called on Litchfield, and I think it's on Painter. No, it's going to be on Cam Morris. That'll be his second. Just the third foul of the game overall on Litchfield. Jonah Loft shooting free throws here for Pena. Loft's first free throw, nothing but net. He's got 7. Makes it 38-32, under 4 to play in the third. Second free throw from Loft. Good again.
2 for 2.
He's got 8. 38-33, back to a 5-point game. Bishop with it for Litchfield. Gets it to Painter, who looked like he was not necessarily suspecting that pass. Now back to Bishop. Bounce pass to Lauderdale is going to drive to the basket, and he'll put up the layup. No good. Rebound to Painter. Beeson pushing the tempo for the Panthers. He's going to drive to the basket. He's fouled. They're going to say the foul occurred before the shot, and it's going to be out of bounds. Painter's ball. So Bishop with his first foul, the third on Litchfield. Pena will have the ball underneath their own basket. 3:21 to play in the third, trailing Litchfield 38-33. Bounce pass to Jack Armstrong. Good shot fake there. And a foul committed on Sam Painter. That's going to be his fourth. Painter went flying and hits the deck face first. But he's okay. Went up too high, and Armstrong snuck underneath him. That's the second foul called on Sam Painter.
2 points on the inbound for number 30, Jonah.
And Jonah Loft scores off the inbounds pass. That's his 10th point of the game. And an official timeout called. I think Sam Painter's going to head out as he's maybe a little dizzy. No, it looks like he's got a cut on his chin there, so Painter has to have a seat to get the chin looked at. So Pena will have the ball with 3:10 remaining. Litchfield will have the ball with 3:10 remaining. 38-35, the Purple Panthers leading. Now the officials are going to head to where Painter fell on the floor and make sure there's nothing on the floor, and it doesn't look like there is anything. We'll wait and see for sure. Make sure he didn't track anything down the sideline. Again, as we mentioned, Southwestern Gillespie, the girls' championship from the Macoupin County Tournament tomorrow at 6:30. Following that, the boys' championship at 8, and then Nokomis against their opponent after that with the broadcast at 9:30. All the games tomorrow can be heard online at WSMIRadio.com. Billy Beckham loses the ball out of bounds, and Pena will take over, trailing by 3. 3:01 on the clock in this third quarter. I think 7 is the largest lead now we've had in this ballgame by either team. It's been close. No double-digit leads. Lead right now currently in the hands of the Purple Panthers. Good pass down low. Jack Armstrong with the lay-in. He's got 10. It's a one-point ballgame. 38-37. Litchfield still leading. Holloway with it for Litchfield. And Edmiston commits a foul at midcourt. That's his third, and the third on Pena in the half. Now Edmiston's going to have a seat, and Wesley Kyle's going to check in. So Litchfield will throw it in near midcourt. 38-37, our score, Litchfield leading. They have the ball with 2:35 left in the third quarter. Holloway passes to Lauderdale at the near wing. Now over to Holloway. Finds Bishop at the elbow. He's going to drive. No, he'll kick it out to Holloway. Thought about three. Head fake. Good pass to Lauderdale, who will drive and reset. Back to Bishop. Again, this is our fourth game of the evening here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Cam Morris's layup too hard. No good. Gets his own rebound. The putback's no good. And Paina rebounds at that time. Paina Panthers with the ball. Here's Jack Armstrong driving baseline. No, that was Jonah Loff. And a foul called before the shot is attempted. So that's going to be the fifth foul on Litchfield. And Paina will be throwing the ball in under their own basket. That's called on Holloway. That's his first.
It's still Paina's basketball.
So Beeson going to throw it in for Paina. Under two to play in the third quarter. He's got the inbounds pass is guarded by Bishop. Beeson just throws it up and he gets it in to Drake Spracklin. Spracklin passes to Loft, drives baseline, shot blocked, gets his own rebound, puts it back. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Sixth foul called on Litchfield.
Secured by the Paina Panthers.
I think it's on Morris, and if it is, that's his third. It is.
He was fouled.
So Morris commits his third foul of the half. And Loft to the free throw line, shooting two free throws here. Could tie it and give Paina the lead. The first free throw is good. Jonah Loft, 11 points, and 3-for-3 from the line so far. Ethan Washburn into the game for the first time for Litchfield. Cam Morris having a seat.
For Litchfield, number 42, Ethan Washburn.
Loft's second free throw is good, and Paina's back on top. Loft's got 12. Paina leads 39-38, under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. What a ball game this has been, this ninth place game from the Litchfield Invitational. Holloway loses it right into the arms of a Paina defender. Here's Kyle driving layup, and a foul, offensive foul called, the fourth foul on Paina, and that's going to be on Kyle, which is his second. As it looks like Lauderdale got his feet down in time to get the call. So Litchfield will get the ball back, trailing 39-38, 1:36 to play. In the third, Bishop bringing up the floor for the Purple Panthers. He's met by Beeson at the timeline. Picks up his dribble and passes to Holloway. Ninth place on the line here at this game. Holloway with it, guarded by Kyle, trying not to pick up his third foul. Now over to Beckham, who's back into the ball game. Washburn over to Bishop, guarded by Beeson. Bishop resetting the offense. Just over a minute to play in the third quarter. Oh, a bounce pass. Man wasn't there, but Lauderdale, right place, right time, picks it up. 60 seconds left in the third quarter. 39-38, Paina leading Litchfield. Purple Panthers have the ball. Lauderdale taking his time, and a steal by Jacob Beeson stays in bounds. Transition opportunity. Beeson bounce pass ahead. Jack Armstrong layup and a foul. Jack Armstrong, 12 points in the game, puts Paina up by 3, 41-38, with 44 seconds left in the third. That's the seventh foul of the half on Litchfield. The second called on Dre Holloway, so Paina shooting free throws the rest of the way. Armstrong and one opportunity is good. And Paina up by 4. Armstrong's got 13. 42-38, Paina leading Litchfield. Purple Panthers with the ball. 36 seconds left. Holloway passes to Bishop, top of the key. Litchfield trying to stop the bleeding and maybe cut into that Paina lead. Holloway, Washburn, has the ball stolen cleanly by Armstrong. Layup in transition, too hard off the glass, no good. Rebound by Litchfield. Ethan Washburn brings it down. Here's Billy Beckham. Beckham, bounce pass to Holloway. His layup is no good. Blocked, out of bounds, off of Holloway, and Paina will take over. So Paina takes over with 10 seconds left in the third, leading Litchfield 42-38. And a substitution for Paina, that's going to be Lane Funneman checking into the game for the first time. Jacob Beeson having a quick breather, I imagine. Here's Spracklin with it for Paina. Passes to Kyle in the corner. Back to Spracklin. Armstrong, 3 seconds left. Step back jumper for three, no good. Rebound by Litchfield, and the clock will expire. After three quarters, Pena 42, Litchfield 38. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. FM 106. David Jenkins back with you from Panther Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. What will the fourth quarter hold here between Pena and Litchfield? 42-38 is our score. Litchfield with the ball. They trail Pena. And Alex Bishop with it for the Purple Panthers. Passes to Billy Beckham in the corner. Has the ball knocked away, and it's on the ground. We've got a scrum and a held ball. Possession arrow in favor of Pena. So Litchfield turns the ball over, mishandling it on that possession. And indeed, Jacob Eason right back into the game after a short break in that third quarter. Substitution here for Pena. Jonah Loft comes back in. Cameron Owens having a seat. Here's Beeson bringing up the floor for Pena. He passes to Armstrong. Over to Spracklin, who's guarded by Sam Painter. Back to Loft. Now it's Wesley Kyle. Over to Beeson. Every Pena player on the floor has touched the ball on this possession. Here's Kyle. Over to Loft. Now Spracklin. Over to Armstrong. Backs Beckham away. Fires for three. Armstrong, no good. Rebound tipped around. Off of Pena. Litchfield takes over.
Fight for the loose ball.
7:18 to play in the game. Purple Panthers with the ball. 42-38. Pena leading. Bishop throws it in to Painter, who gives it right back. Pena not showing a press here on this defensive possession. Bishop guarded by Beeson. Passes down low. Painter looking for a man to hand it off to. His fadeaway, no good. Rebound, Pena. Not a good look there by Litchfield. 7 minutes left in the game. Pena with the ball and the four-point lead. Here's Spracklin, fires the long three. No good. Too hard off the glass. Rebound, a foul called. And who is the foul called on? I'm not sure. A technical foul was called, too, but I don't know who it was called on. A technical called on Billy Beckham. Unsportsmanlike conduct. So that's Beckham's first. And now Drew Logan is not happy. And the official speaking to him, telling him to calm down. And the Litchfield fans letting him hear it. So Pena going to be shooting free throws here. And Jonah Loft makes the free throw, still trying to sort this out as Loft's got 13 now. As the Pena student section makes some noise here. Second free throw from Loft is good. He's got 14. Extends the Pena lead to 6, 44-38.
That was the 18th foul against the Panthers.
I'm not sure who they called the initial foul on. The scoreboard says 15, but if it was on Litchfield, they don't have a 15. If it was on Pena, it would be on Jack Armstrong. So I'm still not sure who it was on. So it was the eighth foul on Litchfield. And honestly, they probably should be shooting more free throws with it being the eighth foul. But nevertheless, they'll have the ball. And the layup there by Pena, no good. Out of bounds. Off of Pena, Litchfield takes over.
Out of bounds, last touch by Jonah Loft of the Pena Panthers.
So Holloway will throw it in for Litchfield. 6:40 to play in the game. Purple Panthers trailing Pena, 44-38. Bishop with it for Litchfield, motioning for Holloway to set a pick. It's not there. Some confusion on Litchfield's part. Here's Painter. Good crossover. Loses the ball, and Pena has it. Here's Spracklin bringing up the floor. Spracklin met by Painter, passes to Beeson, and Bishop steals the pass. Bishop in transition is going to have the layup blocked and fouled. Bishop headed to the free throw line. That's the fifth foul called on Painter. Who'd they get that one on?
He was fouled on his way up.
It's going to be on Spracklin. That's his third.
At the line, shooting
sixth foul called on Pena.
Alex Bishop.
So Bishop misses the first free throw as it rims out. They may have called that earlier foul on Armstrong. If they did, that could have been that 15. If they did, that's his first. Second free throw on the way from Alex Bishop is good. He's got eight, and Drew Logan calls the timeout. 6:14 to play in the game. Payne leading Litchfield 44-39. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. This packed crowd here at Panther Gymnasium has been treated to a heck of a ball game in this ninth place game from the 51st annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Pena has the ball out of the timeout, leading 44-39 over Litchfield. And Beesom with it for Pena, guarded by Alex Bishop. He'll pass over to Spracklin, who gives it right back to Beesom. Now back over to Spracklin. Pena could just eat some clock here. They lead by five. Spracklin over to Loft. Thought about three. Now they'll keep the ball moving. Loft drives. Blocked shot. A foul called on Morris. That's the ninth foul called on Litchfield. That's going to be the fourth on Morris. And he's got to be careful the rest of the way. Morris says he got all ball. I don't disagree with him, but at this point, as many fouls as they've called in this game, you got to be careful. So Morris will end up having to have a seat.
Heading back to the line to shoot two more for the Panthers. Number 30, Jonah Loft.
So Jonah Loft at the free throw line for Pena. He has yet to miss from the free throw line this evening. His first free throw here is good.
First free throw is good.
He's got 15 points this evening to lead all scorers in this ball game. Chase Lauderdale back into the game for Litchfield as Morris has a seat. 45-39, Pena extends their lead to 6. Second free throw from Loft is good. He's got 16, and he's perfect from the free throw line this evening. 8 for 8 tonight. Holloway with it for Litchfield, needing baskets to cut into that Pena lead. Bishop fires the long three. It is no good. Rebound tipped around off of Dre Holloway, and Pena takes over.
Dre Holloway with the great hustle for the
so, Pena with the ball and 5.5 to play in the game.
Loses the ball out of bounds.
They also have the lead, 46-39. Tied for Pena's largest lead of the evening at 7 points. Jacob Beeson with it for the Pena Panthers. Over to Drake Spracklin. Spracklin is guarded by Sam Painter. Bryce Edmiston guarded by Holloway. Back to Beeson. Taking their time. They can afford to with a 7-point lead. Pena has played a much better second half than Litchfield. Here's Loft. Passes out to the top of the key to Beeson. Drives to the basket. Lands good. Jacob Beeson, he's got 5. His first basket since the second quarter. It's 48-39. Largest lead of the night for Pena. Painter fires a long 3. No good. Rebound to Pena. Now it's just all Pena Panthers here as Armstrong's layup no good. Rebound, Billy Beckham. Holloway with it for Litchfield. As the defender goes by, he shoots the 3, no good. Rebound to Pena. Tried to steal the ball, and another foul called on Beckham. And that's going to be his second, the 10th foul on Litchfield. And Pena is shooting 2 free throws the rest of the way. So Pena at the free throw line leading 48-39 with 4.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Jonah Loft, the free throw shooter, and again, as I mentioned, he's 8 for 8 from the free throw line this evening. Make that 9 for 9. He's got 17 points. All of his points in the fourth quarter have come via the free throw line. Second free throw from Loft is good. 18 points for Loft, 10 for 10 from the free throw line this evening. Somebody's been working on their free throws. Here's Bishop with it for Litchfield. 50-39, the first double-digit lead of the night for either team. It belongs to Pena. Offensive foul called on Sam Painter, and that is his third foul of the evening. The crowd getting restless here on Litchfield's side. Should be shooting free throws. Guess not. So 50-39, Pena with the lead and the ball. 4:10 to play in the game. Here's Armstrong, guarded by Beckham. Armstrong drives, looking for Edmiston. It's not there. He'll kick it back out to Beeson, top of the key. Lauderdale went for the steal, and it cost him. Now it's Armstrong in the corner for Pena, guarded by Painter. Armstrong Dribble crossover, back to Beeson in the corner. Beeson driving baseline, pass is tipped away, right back into the arms of Beeson, who finds Spracklin for the lay-in, and it's all Pena Panthers in this fourth quarter. Spracklin with 9 points and a timeout called by Drew Logan. 52-39, as Pena has opened things up in this fourth quarter. 3:40 left in the ballgame. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WSMI, and we're right back after these messages. Well, the Pena Panthers have outscored Litchfield 10-1 in this fourth quarter to extend their lead to 52-39. Their largest lead of the night, largest lead for either team at 13 points. Litchfield with the ball, and Alex Bishop puts up a floater. It's no good. Rebound, Cam Morris. Bounced around. Now it's Sam Painter, and he'll give it off to Alex Bishop, who will reset the offense. Litchfield needing buckets and defensive stops as Morris misses the layup, and he's fouled on the play. Seventh foul called on Pena. I didn't see who committed it. If it's Edmiston, that's his fourth. No, it's on Armstrong. That's his second. So Cam Morris to the free throw line. 0 for 2 from the line tonight so far. 1 for 3. His first free throw here, flat again off the front of the rim. No good. He's missed his last three free throws. Those ever so important here. Second free throw for Morris. He gets that one, and he's got 10 points. 52-40. Pena still leading by 12. 3:16 to play in the game. Armstrong with it for Pena. He's guarded by Lauderdale. Passes to Beeson, who's met by Bishop. Beeson looking for an open man. He'll hand it off to Armstrong. Time is on Pena's side. Not the case for Litchfield. Throws it up, and Holloway had a chance to steal it, but couldn't get there in time. Now it's Spracklin over to Armstrong, who's guarded by Painter. Pena just eating clock. We're under 3 to play in the game. A 12-point lead for the Pena Panthers. And Loft drives the baseline and buries his 20th point of the game, 54-40. Cam Morris couldn't play tight defense there as he's playing with four fouls. Here's Bishop, the up-and-under layup. Alex Bishop, he's got 10. 54-42, Pena still on top. Oh, here's a pass to a wide-open Jacob Beeson ahead. Shot blocked, rebound by Litchfield, but a player fell over, and Pena puts up the shot, misses it, and now we've got a held ball on the play. And possession arrow favors Litchfield. So Lauderdale will throw it in for Litchfield. And Purple Panthers will have the ball with 2:17 left in the game, trailing Pena 54-42. Here's Painter driving, and Beeson swats it away from behind, and it's off of Pena. Beeson and Painter, a couple of high school football quarterbacks on the floor. They know each other very well. Painter, the quarterback for Litchfield. Beeson for Pena. Lauderdale fires up a three. It's no good off back iron. Rebound tipped by Morris. He saves it, but it goes. He's not able to save it. It goes out of bounds. And Pena will take over. So Pena will take over with 2:01 left in the game, leading Litchfield 54-42. Now Purple Panther showing pressure here. Here's Edmiston. Dribbles, picks up his dribble, now he gets it to Jack Armstrong, who's met by Chase Lauderdale. Lauderdale, a timeout called by Pena coach Adam Metzger. 54-42, Pena with the lead over Litchfield, under 2 minutes to play in the game. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins back with you here from Panther Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. The final game from Panther Gymnasium at this Litchfield Invitational Tournament, as all the games tomorrow are in Simmons Gym. And Pena has the ball out of the timeout, leading 54-42 with 1:45 to play in the game. Here's Beeson with it for Pena, and a foul called on Alex Bishop, not necessarily a bad thing, as time is not on Litchfield's side.
Got a little shove called against the Panthers.
And Jacob Beeson headed to the free throw line for Pena, shooting two free throws. Beeson has only scored 5 points in this game to this point. First free throw off the front of the rim, no good. So good for Litchfield as Pena misses the first free throw there. Second free throw from Beeson on the way, and it's good. He's got six. Here's Bishop with it for Litchfield. 1:38 to play in the game. 55-42, Pena leading in the fourth quarter. Chase Lauderdale passes to Morris for three. No good. Rebound by Pena. Jonah Loff with it. And here's Drake Spracklin. Spracklin loses the ball out of bounds. It's off of Pena, or excuse me, off of Litchfield. Pena keeps the possession. And the white towel, white flag being thrown and waved by Litchfield as the starters are going to all come out, or the regulars are going to all come out. Subs plenty for Litchfield. Trevor Geggy, Brady Bishop, Austin Niehaus, Ethan Washburn, and Seth McGill into the game for Litchfield. 1:18 to play in the game. And now the subs for Pena will head to the scorer's table. Pena's going to win this ball game. It's just a matter of what the final score will be now. 55-42 is the score at this moment. As Pena loses the ball out of bounds, Litchfield takes over.
Loose ball turnover against Bryce Episton of the Panthers.
So Pena's going to finish ninth place here at the 51st annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament. For the second year in a row, Litchfield will finish 10th. Last year they lost to Lebanon in the ninth place game. This year they will lose to the Pena Panthers, a game they saw themselves leading for most of the game. Here's Austin Niehaus for Litchfield. He drives to the basket. He buries his first layup of the tournament. Austin Niehaus with two. 55-44. Pena leading by 11. Under a minute to play. Here's Owens with it. No, excuse me. That's Funneman. Passes to Edmiston, the only regular on the floor for Pena. Edmiston over to Cameron Owens. Owens, now Kyle. I shouldn't say that because Kyle has played plenty tonight as well. Kyle's guarded by Brady Bishop. Kyle just dribbling around, eating some clock. Under 30 seconds to play in the game. Now Funneman holding the ball, guarded by Ethan Washburn. Funneman's driving layup baseline, no good. Rebound Washburn, and a foul called. I think that's going to be on Pena. It's the eighth foul of the half on the Pena Panthers. That's the first on Matthew Lamb into the game for the first time. So Ethan Washburn at the free throw line this evening with 17 seconds left in the game. It's just a formality at this point unless Litchfield can pull off a great miracle. The first free throw by Washburn's good. He's got one. Makes it a 10-point game. 55-45. Washburn's second free throw is good. He's got two. 9-point game. 55-46. Pena with it, gets it across the timeline. It's Wesley Kyle. He's not being guarded, and Litchfield will call off the dogs. 55-46 is going to be our final unless Pena heaves the final second shot. Doesn't look like they're going to. Congratulations to the Pena Panthers. They win ninth place at the 51st annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Litchfield finishes in 10th. Our final score, Pena 55, Litchfield 46. We'll wrap this one up after this break here on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you from Panther Gym at Litchfield High School. Congratulations to the Pena Panthers. They finished ninth place at the 51st annual Litchfield Invitational Tournament. They defeat Litchfield this evening 55-46. Leading scorer in the ball game, Jonah Loft for Pena. He scored 20 and was a perfect 10 for 10 from the free throw line. Also scoring for Pena, Jack Armstrong with 13, Drake Spracklin with 9, Jacob Beeson with 6, Wesley Kyle with 5, and Bryce Edmiston with 2. Scoring for Litchfield, their leading scorer was Dre Holloway with 11. Alex Bishop and Cam Morris each had 10. Billy Beckham had 5. Sam Painter had 4. And Chase Lauderdale, Austin Niehaus, and Ethan Washburn each with 2. We want to thank all of our sponsors. For without them, none of this would be possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on this broadcast because, again, without them, there's no high school basketball, there's no high school football, no high school baseball, no high school sports coverage whatsoever without our sponsors. So please go out and patronize those businesses. Thanks to our producer back in the studio, Jen Graham. She did a great job, as always. And again, thanks to our hosts, Litchfield High School. They have been fantastic to us throughout this Litchfield Invitational Tournament, and they will continue to do so tomorrow as we wrap up tournament week. Once again, our final score, Pena 55, Litchfield 46. This is David Jenkins saying so long from Litchfield.